This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
We're talking with news guy Noah Ovshinsky about this week's top state headlines. With those UW system funding cuts and a new arena proposed for Milwaukee, a lot to talk about.
Noah joins us every week at this time. He's our assistant news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Noah, welcome back.
It is good to be here. Happy Friday, Rob.
Happy Friday to you, too. Well, Governor Walker has been doing something a little different this budget time. He's been giving little bits and pieces of what's coming in next Tuesday's address.
Yes, some breadcrumbs, I'd say. Rather large breadcrumbs.
These are large, yeah. A lot of people are pouncing on these breadcrumbs. Well, I'll stop the metaphor there. A lot of big things, and the biggest, probably the thing that's gotten the most attention, this proposal for the UW system.
Right, by far. So earlier this week, the governor announced that in his next budget, he will have a proposal where he's going to cut the UW budget by $300 million, while at the same time giving it autonomy, more autonomy. Essentially, the governor wants to turn the system over to a public authority that would have more control over things like payroll, tuition, building construction, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, a little history here. There was a kerfluffle over a similar-ish thing from one of the campuses.
Right. So it's similar to an idea that was floated a few years ago that was eventually shot down involving UW-Madison. There was this idea of taking UW-Madison, separating it from the system, and turning it over to a public authority. This proposal, as opposed to just one campus, will take the entire system and convert it to an authority.
All right, no surprise here. A lot of people have been sounding off on this issue. We've heard some of them here on this show. What are we hearing from around the state here?
Yeah, and the reactions vary depending on whether you're a member of the legislature, faculty, administration, the public, students. And really, as I said, the reactions were varied. UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank says, that these cuts certainly will lead to layoffs. Gary Miller, the Chancellor of UW-Green Bay, says this kind of cut could affect the programs the school runs with community organizations.
And the people who are going to get a crack at this are in the state legislature. We heard one Republican legislator, Nealon, Representative Nealon, said he likes the autonomy idea, just worried about tuition going up. Any other striking notes from the legislature?
Absolutely. Representative Steve Noss, who, is a frequent critic. And
critic. News about the UW, he's going to have something to say about it.
Yes, longtime critic of the UW system. He also chairs the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. So, again, somebody who's going to be deeply involved in what this proposal ends up being. He was sort of deeply skeptical of what the system would do if they had the power to raise tuition, for instance, as the governor's plan gives them after 2017.
So this hasn't been presented yet. Is he already suggesting changes to what the governor's talking about?
Right. He's actually suggested two changes even before the budget address. Noss wants to shorten the term of the Board of Regents from 7 to 3 years. He argues that these shorter terms will improve accountability, assuming that the Board of Regents is ultimately who's in charge of this new public authority governing the system. He would like them to serve shorter terms. The other thing Steve Noss would like is he wants to cap tuition increases. Again, one of his primary concerns with giving the UW more autonomy. He'd like to cap tuition increases to the level of the Consumer Price Index, also known as the CPI.
So what does the big boss of the UW system, system president Ray Cross,
right,
say about all this?
So he has said that this greater flexibility that the governor's plan affords is a good thing. That said, he says he will fight hard to shrink the size of this cut. And, frankly, there's also been some frustration expressed publicly, actually, by President Cross on the issue of faculty workload.
Mm-hmm. So what's been, he's responding to the governor there, right?
Yeah. So the governor had said in comments earlier this week that the university could use this new freedom that this public authority would bring to require faculty to teach more. Teach more and at the same time cutting costs and that sort of thing. And that prompted this idea of, requiring faculty to teach more. That prompted a really strong response from President Cross. In fact, on the Joy Cardine show here on WPR, Cross said, such talk really frustrates him. He said it was a shame that people didn't understand what faculty do. He went on to compare faculty to state legislators, actually. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that one does not get a good sense of everything lawmakers do if you just looked at what they did when they were actually technically in session. I mean, they're only in session a few months a year. Cross says basically the same idea applies to faculty. There's a lot more that goes into the job.
Well, a lot of listeners will be wondering what this is going to mean for tuition, for quality of education, and after five, we'll hear from a guest who's tackling some of those issues based on what we know so far. A lot could change in the next couple of months, though. Well, also, another big item in this budget, there's been a lot of attention to this proposed arena in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It would house the Milwaukee Bucks, but also host other things, events, concerts, that sort of thing.
And specifically, how would such an arena be paid for?
Right.
And if so, would it lead to the Bucks actually staying in Milwaukee? The governor announced this week that in his next budget, he's going to actually seek an arrangement that will lead to the construction of the new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. Walker says he wants to use $220 million in state-issued bonds to help pay for it. Basically, he says, you know, if nothing is done, there is a good chance that the team could leave.
Mm-hmm. And where does he see that money coming from to pay off those bonds? That's the key here.
Yeah, right. Where's the money going to come from? The governor expects the state will actually get paid back over time through taxes, specifically the taxes that NBA players will be paying to the state in the future.
Right, and they're expected to make more money thanks to unrelated TV deals.
Yeah, exactly. Things having to do with TV and other contracts.
Okay, again, the reaction to this. Bring us forward a little here.
Well, you know, this idea of using taxpayer money to pay for these kinds of projects, always controversial. Here, other cities across the United States. You know, there are people and groups out there who just don't think arenas should be paid for using taxpayer money. Americans for Prosperity, for instance, has said it should not be the responsibility of the state or taxpayers to pick up the bill. State Representative Corey Mason of Racine, you know, certainly he says he wants the Bucks to stay in Milwaukee, but he criticized, you know, this idea of giving them state support at the same time that the governor is also proposing to cut the UW by $300 million.
All right. Well, that's another one we're going to be watching as it moves through the budget process. We've heard some big things about what's coming on Tuesday.
Very big.
One thing you and I have talked about, and you and Veronica have talked a lot about, transportation funding, how we pay for it.
Yes.
It's going to be something in the budget. We don't know what yet.
Yeah, that is one of the elephants in the room, is how are we going to pay for the roads here in the state? There are a lot of competing proposals that have surfaced in recent months from lawmakers, from the Department of Transportation itself. And there's a lot of disagreement as to how we're going to pay for it. Is it going to be more bonding? Are we going to reformulate the gas tax to raise more money? Are we going to charge hybrid owners more money to buy hybrid and electric cars? Is there going to be a new tax or an additional tax on automotive-related purchases, perhaps like an increased sales tax for automotive products? These are all ideas that have been floated around and have all proven to be quite controversial. Again, we haven't heard anything really about transportation this week from the governor, so we'll all be paying attention to that.
Yeah, it seems like there's a consensus that there needs to be something. There are a lot of ideas. Nobody likes any of them.
That's about it. Yeah, so end of story. That's basically it.
The governor has to tackle that.
Yeah,
there.
That's it.
Okay, a huge part of the state budget, K-12 funding, public schools and beyond.
Yeah.
We've gotten some hints there.
A little bit. The governor said he'll provide additional aid to rural schools this week. He also said that he's going to try to keep K-12 funding, I'm going to use his words here, largely intact. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, again, we'll have to see what he has to say next week.
Okay. Medicaid. There's some news here, here and in Indiana,
right,
about Medicaid funding from the federal government.
Right. So he hasn't really said what he plans to do on the Medicaid front. What he did say this week, and it had to do more with what he wasn't going to do when it comes to Medicaid, he says he is not going to follow the lead of other Republican governors and accept Obamacare money to expand the program.
And I mentioned Indiana.
Yes. So why are we talking about this? Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who, like Walker, is also considering a run for president, announced this week that he would be accepting the money so that his state could craft its own version of Medicaid.
All right. Well, I imagine when we talk to you next week about reactions to what the governor says on Tuesday, we'll be covering that all over the place in news and on the Ideas Network.
It's going to be a big day for sure.
All right, Noah, thanks as always.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Rob.
That's Noah Ovchinsky, assistant news director here at WPR. He joins us each week for a look at the top news stories from around the state.
I'm Veronica Vickers.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.